Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Ramon.
Speaking.
Okay, Ramon, Mike here with Alphen Maser. I was expecting a call back from you yesterday, but it looks like you had a busy day.
Well, actually, yes, I was at the hospital, so I neglected to call you back. Yeah, what's your guy name that I've been communicating with via text?
Sorry, what was that again?
What's your guy's name that I've been communicating via text?
Well, I think the only person you are in contact with us from our side is Clive, and I've already asked him not to barge in, and that I'm taking care of you.
Well, yeah,
So tell me about it.
he w well, basically, our last discussion, I was kind of taken back because he went to changing up on me, saying that everything I'm asking for is going to be. I mean, I don't know the issue. I don't know why this is so difficult to just get a price on what somebody's willing to do. And maybe I just don't know enough about the business, but I'm just simply looking for. I could do the job for XYZ. And that's the whole reason why I provided the app so he can see everything that the app did that I wanted and just give me a price. But everything now is nickel and diamond, and he tried to say, like, the price he gave me was based on two games when I never told him how many games I was going to wanted to do. I didn't tell him that and purposely, just like I never told anybody else that. I said, look at the Trickster app and let me know what it would cost to build something similar. So in my mind, when I know that I got six less games than what they're saying, now he's saying that the price he gave me was based off of two games. And I'm like, I didn't mention to you how many games until Friday, and we've been talking for months. I said, look at the Trickster app and the website and let me know. It's simple. Just let me know what it would cost. I don't know why that's so hard.
No, Ramon,
If a
I
person wants to
apologize
do
for the
it, it's different.
inconvenience and the misunderstanding, but it's actually myself behind the scenes. I'm the one who generates the quote for our clients, right? So I think between you and me, and keeping aside the conversation that you had with Clive for a moment, I think between you and me, the last conversation we had about last week, I think we were pretty clear on what we are trying to accomplish and the cost against that. That would be the development cost for the complete project. And I mentioned to you that this is a one-time cost based on the understanding we have so far. And then if there's any kind of enhancements or you need more features, that's the only thing that's going to cost you more. But otherwise, we already have a deal and a price that we've already committed to, right?
But if I text him something and he said it's going to be more money, and I'm like, what do you mean more money?
What for
I'm sorry.
exactly? I mean, what is he asking you for more money for?
Okay, hold on one second.
Sure.
Let me find the text message. Hold on one second.
Okay. I think the last thing you were discussing with Clive was whether, is there going to be a feature whereby you cannot take any screenshots while playing the game? Is that the one you're talking about?
Say it again.
The last feature that you discussed with Clive was about not being able to take screenshots during the game while you're playing the game. Is that the feature that you were in contention about?
Well, yeah, that's what I asked him about. Hold one second for me, sir.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, Hello?
Yeah, I'm still there. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I had just asked him a question in reference to that. You know, I didn't know if it was possible,
mm-hmm.
and he stated that it would be more money, and went to telling me that the price he gave me, was for two games, and that's where the conversation kind of went left.
Right.
I know I had never mentioned anything about two games to him. You know, I understand that if it's an additional feature that it would cost more money, but I just wasn't clear on why he was telling me, you know, he gave me a price for two games when I knew that not to be true.
Okay, and what did you respond back to him? I mean, where was the point of contention between you and him?
Well, the point of contention was because he alluded to the fact that he gave me a price for two games, and I'm like, that's not true. I told you I wanted to do something similar to Trickster, and I provided that for him to take a look at to let me know what the price would be. So where he gets telling me that he gave me a price for two games, I don't know. He didn't find out how many games until I had to talk to you.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think I'm following you. So the last time I spoke to you, we did mutually agree that you need up to three games within your application out of nine that Trickster has. So you'd select up to three games that you need within your application. And then you also mentioned something about doing two first and then be able to do the third one later. Do you recall the conversation?
Yes. But what I'm saying to you is, I do recall that conversation, but the only difference thing that what I'm referring to is the fact that I never told, he told me he quoted me a price off of two games, and quoted me a price months ago, before me and you had even talked. So it just, I felt like, you know, he's playing games with me, and I don't have time to be wasting my money. You know what I mean?
No, I see where the misunderstanding is, and I apologize, Ramon. I mean, it's not, you could consider that it's not a misintention. It's not something that he was, of course, he's been trying to play games with you, right? I mean, the only thing that I can tell you is that, you know, he probably had a different understanding. He's not on the same page as much as you and me are, and that he was, about the screenshot feature that you briefly mentioned, and then he mentioned that it's going to cost you an extra. He was only trying to say that anything that's over the top of the Trickster game, I mean, any features that we have not discussed so far or are not included in the Trickster game, those are, of course, going to cost you extra. And that I can 100% confirm as well that yes, if it the scope is goes beyond what we have on the Trickster application, then yes, we would need to code that separately. But all of that is going to be done before we sign up. And based on my conversation with you so far, you need up to three games. It has to have all the features that Trickster has, including the no screenshot feature. And that I've given you a pricing that we will abide by if you wish to sign up with us before the Memorial Day, right? So
okay.
I've given you a price.
Well, let me say this to you. Now, the only thing that I'll say to you is it does not, the Trickster does not have the no screenshot feature. I was just asking a question about that because I would be interested in knowing, you know, and having that feature. So are you are you saying that the price you gave me includes that feature, or that would be an additional cost? First of all, when I asked the question, Mike, I didn't even, mm-hmm. let me just be clear, I didn't even know if it was possible. I was asking, is it possible
okay.
for that?
If it's technically doable or not, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so here's the answer. A, it is 100% doable, and B, just because you had this bit of a mishap or, say, a discrepancy, in good faith, I know it's not your bad intention, it's not Clive's bad intention, but whatever happened based off of that, we'll include this feature free of cost within the quotation that I've given you. I mean, although we did not speak about it when you and I spoke about it, but if you need that feature, yes, it's doable. And then B, I'll have that included with your, you know, the quotation that I've given you, because it's not, you know, to be honest with you, it's not a major feature. It doesn't involve a lot of man hours to accomplish, and therefore it's something that I can include as a compensation for, you know, the bit of a discrepancy you had with Clyde.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Here's what I need for you to do, because I'm not used to doing business with just finding people on the internet and, mm-hmm. and things of that nature. Can you email me everything that we discussed and what the plan is?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, let me send you documentation. So this is going to be a draft of an engagement agreement that we use as a contract, right? So that way you can review the terms as well, and that way you have everything in writing too. So if you need to make any changes before we go ahead, we could do that right on the contract document. All right?
Okay, yeah. Can I text you my email address?
I think Clive has it, but if you could do it, I mean, I'd appreciate that. I mean, in fact, could you spell it down for me right now, and I can take it down on my laptop?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
It'd have been, I was in the middle of some sort of an easy to me to text it, but.
Okay, take your time. So Ramon, in the meantime, you're doing that. I mean, since we're speaking after like a week or so, you do want to work with us, right? Or are you still contemplating upon whether you want to accomplish this in the first place and then be who you want to work with?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. After I had made up my mind that I want to work with y'all, but after I last spoke with Clive, I did double back to a couple of people that I was talking with prior to, you know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I didn't.
Okay.
Because I did do that. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
At the end of the day, Mike, I want to get this accomplished. I don't know how to accomplish it on my own, and I don't know enough about it to know when I'm talking to someone that's, you know, full of shit, and someone that can, I don't know if you guys are a legitimate company. I'm just nervous about going with the wrong company. But hold on 1 second.
Sure. Okay.
I'm trying to.
And then if you are at a computer, by the way, just let me know. I'd like to show you a couple of things.
Yeah, I'm not near a computer right now. That's why I say I was in the middle of working here. Let's see. You ready for my email address?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, it is info at worldprospadeassociation.com.
Okay, I think you'll have to spell the word after at the rate. Info at?
World.
Okay.
Pro spades with an S, association.com.
Okay, info at world as W-O-R-L-D.
WORLD, World. Pro.
PRO. Like a professional?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Spades.
Spades, okay. SPACE.
SPADES.
Ramon, I'm sorry, your voice is breaking up. You spelled it as SPACES? Spaces?
Hold on 1 second, Mo.
Okay.
And it's better for me to do it this way. SPADES.
Oh, spades. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. And then association.com, right?
Correct.
I think I got it now. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So, Ramon, let me go ahead and send you an email. And this one will include a draft of the engagement agreement, which is our contract, so you can review the terms as well. And then along with that, I'll send you a couple of links to our social, you know, the reviews and whatnot that you can look up online, just to kind of establish some, you know, legitimacy and some trust in the company that you're looking to work with. Would that help?
Yes, it would. Yes.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your time, Ramon. I'll let you go for now, and I'll get back to you via email.
All right, sir.
All right. You have a good one. Enjoy.
All right.
Bye now.